B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Apple's warning to update your iPhones and iPads, and lots to choose from at the movies this weekend. Romero has the juice coming up.
Diddy made an announcement yesterday that has devastated the music world.
Leroy has your sports.
And what in the world could be bigger than the Pats game this weekend? I'll let you know.
But first, a teenager was hit by a car in Revere last night on the way to go trick-or-treating in Boston. The 14-year-old girl and a couple of friends were crossing Route 60 headed to the T when she was hit. Reports say she was rushed to the hospital with critical injuries. Police say the driver did stop at the scene but didn't say if charges will be filed. Revere police are still investigating. Now, Apple has a warning if you own an older iPhone or iPad. If you don't update your device to the latest iOS software by Sunday, you will not be able to connect to the internet.
What?
So, yes.
Crap, so, I have an old iPad. I gotta find it.
Exactly. So, iPhone and iPad products from 2012 and earlier need to be updated because of a GPS time rollover issue. And I guess it happens like every 19 years. But if you have an iPhone 5, 4, or a cellular-enabled iPad mini, iPad 2, or third-generation iPad, get that update done.
Yeah, I don't even know what generation. My iPad's so old, I don't even know what generation. It's heavy. That's how old it is.
Oh, yeah.
Crap, I'm not going to be home this weekend either because I'm running the marathon in New York on Sunday. So.
Oh.
What? Oh, God. You know what? Every time you mention the marathon, we get it. We understand. But you've been, like, you're almost worse than Melissa when bringing up stuff like her birthday. This is getting out of hand. Every time you mention the marathon, we are going to ring this bell and remind you.
Thanks for letting me know. I was like, wondering what the hell that was.
And lots of new movies out this weekend. Leroy, you actually saw a couple of them. I saw one of them. Terminator Dark Fate.
Yes, how go was see it. Entertaining. I loved it.
Yeah. I can't believe John Connor dies. Leroy told me that.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, he did.
That's Romero making up stuff.
Leroy told me John Connor died.
I didn't say anything.
Then the other one, Motherless Brooklyn. It stars Ed Norton. He plays a private detective in the 50s with Tourette syndrome. And he's trying to solve the murder of his mentors played by Bruce Willis. That was good, too?
That was good, too. Wasn't all entertaining. Wasn't a lot of things blowing up. But it was a really good movie.
Good story.
Yes, coach.
And I saw there's Harriet, the story of Harriet Tubman's escape from slavery as a conductor on the Underground Railroad to free hundreds of other slaves. And then there's the animated movie Arctic Dogs. I haven't seen anything about this, starring Jeremy Renner. So you can check that out. All right, here's Romero with the juice.
All right, is Nicki Minaj pregnant? Well, she did the tweet and delete thing yesterday with a post that said, expecting a ... which she deleted, and then she followed that up with, my bad, y'all, and apparently some losers on Twitter couldn't handle that. If you're one of those losers, get a life. By the way, yesterday I was saying that, you know, they were talking about, Melissa was talking about the wedding rings and everything that Nicki Minaj and her husband got, and I was joking around. And when I say joking, I was seriously saying, I said, there's no way that he paid for that. He just, he designed the house that Nicki Minaj paid for, basically. And when I say everybody on Twitter agreed with me, I'm talking about, actually, let me take that back. Everybody on social media agreed with me. I'm talking about everybody on Twitter. I'm talking about everybody on Facebook, everybody on Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, Tumblr, LinkedIn, MySpace 2005. It's the first time in history that social media agreed on one thing, and that is that Nicki Minaj paid for her own stuff. God. Bad news, ladies and gentlemen. This is very sad. Yesterday, Diddy, who, by the way, released his last single 2 years ago and his last album 13 years ago, he said that he's semi-retired from music because he doesn't
see... What does that mean?
I thought he was retired, Pebbles. I figure, like, if you don't do something in that field for years, that means you're retired. Apparently, I was wrong. Who knows? Who knew? So, yeah, he's semi-retired. Not completely out of the game yet, but he's saying he doesn't know where he fits in music anymore. So we're not going to get any more new Diddy music like we did back in 2006. Are you kidding me? 50 Cent was on Capitol Hill yesterday. I'm going to repeat that. 50 Cent was on Capitol Hill yesterday and not part of an eighth grade field trip. No, he was actually meeting with lawmakers to talk about diversity and representation in the entertainment world and to campaign, of course, to have Starz remain on Comcast Xfinity because Starz is the
So we know network. Why he was yep. really in.
If you think that 50 Cent speaking to lawmakers, by the way, on Capitol Hill is silly, let me remind you that our president is a former reality TV star. Mm-hmm. And we all know that Kanye West is religious because he freaking shoves it down our throat worse than me talking about running the marathon on Sunday.
Oh, here we go.
In New York. But when I say he's old school religious, your boy says that having as many children as possible is what makes a person rich, and that he would like to have 7 kids with Kim Kardashian. Wow. 7. I said it before and I'll say it again. He wants to be a cult leader. Remember I said that? And if you think that this right here, if you're listening to this and you go, wow, Jesus is King, this album was pretty good. I really, really enjoyed that song that talks about Chick-fil-A. Closed on Sunday? Yeah.
Closed on Sunday.
If you're bumping this, you're already part of his flock. I have bad news for you. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, Thursday night football, Pebbles. I think your boo, Jimmy G. Even though he's in even though he's in San Francisco, I still think he listens because yesterday you somewhat blushed over him when I mentioned him.
Yes, you did.
And you know what happened last night? What? He ended up having a career night. He threw a career high 4 touchdowns, led the 49ers over the Cardinals, 28-25.
There you go.
Josh Gordon has been officially released by the Pats. The Pats will be in Baltimore to take on the Ravens Sunday night. The Pats are 3-point favorites, and you'll be happy to know that our own Melissa sent me her cha-chung lock of the week early this morning. It was early this morning.
Okay.
And she said, all right, after a lot of soul searching, she told me that to tell the people to lock it in. The Pats will win, and they will cover. Now, with that being said, I want to put out a warning. Everyone proceed with caution on that. That is Melissa's cha-chung lock of the week, all right? So she has the Pats. And what could be bigger than the Pats game? Well, the 2019 New York City Marathon goes down this Sunday. Now there's going to be Olympians. Defending champions, some exciting new entries that people are like really want to see, and somewhere way, 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 way in the back, you're gonna find our own Romero. Romero, you're running this Sunday.
I am running. I don't know if anybody knows. Way in the back. I'm running the New York Marathon.
Are you? I never would have known.
I am. I'm running the New York Marathon.
Now, real quick, I got 2 questions. First, how long will it take you to finish it?
Oh man, well, put it this way. Let's see. So I'm starting around 10:30. Between 10:30 and 11 is when my wave leaves because I am, as you said, the crap in the back. So if you want to come out and see me, I would say, what is it, about a 3.5-4 hour ride to New York. If you leave at noon, you can make it there in plenty of time to see me cross. It'll be an early afternoon.
Okay. And then my second question, which is, you know, more importantly, you're running to help fight cancer.
I am.
Where can people go to donate to your charity?
Leroy, thank you for asking. So you can go to my Instagram at Romero Torres, and the link is right there in the bio. Nice. Just click on it, or go to my Facebook. I actually tried to entice people yesterday by putting up a juicy throwback Thursday picture on my Instagram and Facebook. It's me at a very young age wearing a He-Man shirt, looking like a dork. Go check it out. Laugh, and if you laugh hard, please donate to my charity.
That's what's up.
I appreciate it.
That's what's up. Celtics Knicks tonight at 7:30. Bruins Senators tomorrow night at 7. And again, Pats Ravens Sunday night. Kickoff is at 8:20. And that's just sports.
All right, your good news today. So Halloween, not a dentist's favorite holiday, but one dentist in Ohio, Dan Carmichael, makes the most of it. Every year, Dan buys kids extra Halloween candy from them. So if a kid shows up in costume, he'll buy it for $2 a pound. If they don't have a costume, it's $1 a pound. And what does he do with all the candy? He donates it to a group called Operation Gratitude that sends up to 500,000 pounds of candy to service members deployed overseas each year. Some of it also goes to first responders and some handed out to kids who don't have a chance to go trick-or-treating. Actually, it's a great organization, operationgratitude.com, if you want to see all the great things that they're doing. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Benjamin Franklin Institute of Technology, providing affordable college degree programs that lead to high-paying tech careers. Visit bfit.edu today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.